Body great. Body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low.
Body great, body great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hands and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody.
It's 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown. And we are featuring more of my all-time favorites as well as music of the season. On this last set, we heard Mary Mary with Yesterday. The Soul Seekers along with Bishop Marvin Winans with His All God. Mark Condon with More Than Just a Story. Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago with Giving Honor to God. And we just heard Vashawn Mitchell and the Singers and Nobody Greater. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call as we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, that's the number to call. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-9636. From the Handel's Messiah Soulful Celebration album, this is Tevin Campbell, and I know that my Redeemer lives.
Thank you.
Tevin Campbell here on Sounds of Praise from the Handel's Messiah Soulful Celebration album, and I know that my Redeemer lives. This is Bishop Kenneth Ulmer and Faithful Central, and great is thy faithfulness. Not only does he live, he is faithful.
Praise the Lord, everybody!
Praise him.
Thank you.
Lord, I
Bishop Kenneth Ulmer and the Faithful Central Choir, and Great is Thy Faithfulness. And that's a great lead-in as we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir are going to lead us into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, the United Prayer and Praise segment, if you want to call it that, our new name, here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Ask What You Will.
What you will of the Savior, and it will not be in vain. You can call him when you need his assistance, and he will hear you. When you call on his name, all you've got to do is ask,
just ask
what you will,
what you will
of the Savior, and it will not.
727 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. We are praying for the Wade family who has lost a loved one. And we had a call from Lee of Cambridge that God would bless her, and also pray for bereaved families. We're praying for the Alaska earthquake victims, and also for the California flood victims. They've just had the fires, and now they've received a lot of rain, and there's a lot of flooding conditions going on. So it's been making it, I guess, the search for other people who might have been victims of the storm has ceased because of the floods. So we're praying that God's going to minister in that situation as well. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the benefit and blessing of prayer. You said that we can come boldly unto your throne where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And these are truly needy times, Lord. And so we're looking to you to minister powerfully in the lives of your people. Those out there who don't know you as personal Lord and Savior, may the things that they're experiencing be witness and testimony to them of their need to turn their hearts and their lives over to you. So we're praying for the Wade family who has lost a loved one. We're praying for other bereaved families as well. Pray you would minister in their time of loss, Lord, and may they realize that even though they've lost their loved ones, they still have you, or they can still come to you, and you will receive them because of their faith and trust in you. So we pray you work powerfully in the lives of those who are grieving this day. We pray, O Lord, you will strengthen and encourage them, minister powerfully in their hearts. May they realize the need to surrender themselves totally to you. You're the one who's able to provide strength during these troublesome times, and you're able to bring the deliverance and victory that you alone can give. And because you are the prayer-hearing God, we lift them up before you, knowing you're going to work powerfully in their behalf. And may great and wondrous things take place in the lives of those who have lost loved ones. We pray that the many who have been sick and afflicted, we pray, oh God, that what the doctors and medicine and science can accomplish, that you will accomplish in their lives, open doors and make ways and do great and wondrous things in the behalf of those who are looking to you in faith, and we're standing in the gap, interceding in their behalf, praying that your mighty works might be accomplished in and through their lives, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for your praise and for your glory, amen. And for Lee of Cambridge, Lord, we pray your blessing upon your servant. Pray, O Lord, you will strengthen her, open doors, and make ways in her behalf. May she recognize, Lord, as she goes back and forth, Lord, that you are there with her. You said you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, and may she sense your presence in a special way, and may great and mighty things be accomplished through the works that you're accomplishing in and through her life, and may many call you blessed through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name, amen. And for the Alaska earthquake victims, as well as for the California flood victims, we pray, O Lord, that in these troublesome times you will work in the lives of these individuals. Lord, may they realize, even though they lost homes and they lost clothing and various other things that they may have spent great money for, that yet you are there because you have preserved them even through these tempestuous times. And may they realize their need to turn their lives over to you, surrender their all to you, that you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And that which is lost, Lord, you are able to bring back. And that which they can't even afford right now, you're able to provide, because you have no lack. And you said you would reward those who place their faith and trust in you. So we're trusting that you're going to work powerfully in the lives of those whose lives have been disrupted. May they recognize this is the time to turn themselves totally over to you and to your control. And may great and wondrous things take place even after these losses have been taken care of, Lord. And may they recognize you're able to provide just like you did for Job, so that their end may be greater than even their beginning. And we thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:32 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or, and, not or, and, when we get your information, we're going to begin praying for you immediately, or praising God with you immediately, and then I'm going to bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. If you're just tuning in, we have been having a fantastic time playing more of my all-time favorites and music of the season. And this one certainly falls into that category as one of my all-time favorites, William McDowell. And this is You Are God Alone.
You are not a God. tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Can we make a declaration tonight? Can we make a declaration tonight? You're unchangeable.
Sons and daughters buried in the water. coming up.
Shouting,
nobody,
shouting,
everybody.
And this is our old landmark song for today. This is the late Aretha Franklin, along with, and this is the late Aretha Franklin with the medley, Precious Lord, and Take My Hand.
You need a friend. And Jesus said, call my name, because I'll be there.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing. Going right.
good friend Jesus invites you to come just as you are.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as
and this is what Sounds of Praise is all about. More than just playing music and making you feel good, hopefully making you feel good, but bringing those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to come into His salvation gift, His salvation grace, His salvation blessings. They're for you. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. If you mean what these words are saying, God will bring about His great gift of salvation in your life this day. That's why He came. That's what Christmas and the resurrection is all about, so that you might receive His gift of eternal life. We are all going to live eternally someplace, but He came so that we might be with Him forever if we will put our faith and our trust and confidence in Him. Won't you pray this prayer? Repeat these words after me to God as a prayer to Him, and He will bring about and do the great work of salvation in your life. Dear Father, I thank you for the blessing of salvation. But unless I receive your gift, it will be meaningless to me. So I'm coming this day acknowledging my need for you and for your great gift of love. Cleanse me from all my sin, all my unrighteousness, all that is not like you, and make me your child. And I thank you for all you've done and all that you're going to do in and through my life, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it and God's going to do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you so you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Jesus Christ. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I was 7:53 now. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter putting my things away. Or if you, probably maybe best if you contact me at our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or like I said, you can call me here at the studio. I'll be here like till 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church or writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list or come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, when we're off the air, it's 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But you got to make that first step and give your life to Christ. And just say, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, He's done it or He will do it. And then we want to know we want to send you some material so you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him.
Surrender. Lift your hand high.
pray that you have come, and if so, please give us a call or contact us so that we can send you some material. You know to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And we're going to go out at 7:57 with Tasha Cobbs along with Bishop Paulus Morton Sr. and Bishop William Murphy III. And this is I Do It Again.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? And who am I that you are thinking of me? He said, you are beautiful. My lovely creation, can't take my eyes off you. He said, it was all worth it. And yes, I would. Again. And y'all, I kept talking to him. I said, who am I that you...
Okay, 7:58 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Plan to be back next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to be bringing you music of the Christmas season. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you. Creator.